So, Steve, maybe kind of a random question. We all know the phrase, there are a lot of fish in the sea, but do you think it's possible to actually document all of them?
Mark, that is entirely impossible. There's absolutely no way to have that happen.
Really? That's a very definitive statement.
Hopefully you'll correct me on that.
Well, we'll see. Right now, in a laboratory on an island about 60 miles north of Seattle, scientists are busy taking CT scans of every type of fish in the ocean. That's about 33,000 species of fish. One Valley professor spent his summer break up there helping out with that project, and the show's Lauren Gilger spoke with him more about that. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, guys. So Alex Chorosky is a life sciences professor at Mesa Community College, and he, of course, is really into fish. In fact, even here in the desert at Mesa Community College, they have a huge collection of fish from the Scripps Institution of Oceanography in San Diego. So when he heard about this scanning project in Washington, which is actually being run by a friend of his from grad school, he thought it would be a good collaboration. So he went up to Washington with his collection of deep sea fish and they scanned them. I spoke with him more about this collaboration and what exactly it looks like when you perform CT scans on fish.
We would have these very detailed and intricate introspectives into these organisms that the students could then use as well, not just looking at them in the jar. That in itself is pretty interesting to see the unique adaptations with these huge teeth and big eyes and photophores that light up to, you know, attract other organisms or to camouflage themselves or whatever.
Yeah.
But also then they could look inside. They could see inside of the skull cavity. They could see some of the vertebrae as they go along, see some of these internal structures. It's basically like a bunch of x-rays that are then put together into a 3D image that you can view at different angles. You can zoom up, et cetera. So in some ways, using software, what you can do is you can actually see what this fish looks like, its bones, but also its soft tissues. You can see its eye. You can see these images and you can zoom up on them. You can effectively go into the mouth of the fish and go down the gullet and go along the vertebral column and get a view that you would never have just sitting in front of you in the classroom.
Wow. So you've digitized this collection of fish. And this is part of this larger project, like you said, your colleague in Washington has been working on to CT scan like every fish in the ocean, right?
Yeah, every known fish, freshwater fish, marine fish, et cetera.
Is that even possible?
It is possible. It's definitely a collaborative effort. And, you know, my work with him was part of that collaboration. But he's got people coming from all over the United States and from other countries contributing to this from their own, you know, focal species, the species that really, you know, gets them excited, that they focus their research on. But they always contribute to this overall project as well.
So seeing them at that level is one thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like just being able to know what they eat or like how their bone structures work. But what's the overall goal of doing something like this, of digitizing a collection in this way, of scanning it in this way?
So part of it is, you know, just the aspect of science, the discovery science, the curiosity about the world around us and about these organisms, whether it's a true marine biologist or whether it's just a student that's learning about it for the first time or whether it's a naturalist, somebody, you know, at home who wants to learn more about the ocean and about fish or whatever, whether it's a fish that they've eaten before, they have in their fish tank or whatever. By scanning these collections and getting these views and having it freely available, then more eyes on it can give you that many more perspectives, introspectives to get an idea about, oh, okay, well, I didn't look at it this way before, and so I've never seen this before. It leads to other questions that can then lead to certain discoveries. In fact, some of the scans already are leading to discoveries we had no idea. There's a certain species of fish called the clingfish mm-hmm. that was newly defined just because they took the CT scan and they saw all of these little kind of sharp tooth-like structures on its sucker that it uses to hold onto rocks and that they had no idea was there. Now it's a new species because they did the scan and they could see it for the first time with that level of detail.
Yeah. One of the things that strikes me about this, listening to you describe it, is that so this is the ocean, right? Like we have very limited knowledge of so much of what lives in the ocean and how those ecosystems work.
Right.
Is this sort of chipping away at that, you think? If we can document it in this way and preserve it in this way, it'll help for generations to come who are going to be making more and more discoveries?
Exactly. So some of these specimens are so very specialized. There may be only a handful of them that were collected by this particular research vessel using this, you know, submersible or whatever. They're just sitting on shelves. Now, they may be used by the scientists there, but this way we can actually, like we said, get images of that, get data associated with that out to researchers or whomever, and then that is getting it out to the masses. The other aspect of it is, like you were saying, we know so little about the ocean, every time we have kind of jumps or steps in technology, we're able to go that much deeper, go that much farther, go that much more detailed in learning about things. You know, whether it was the invention of scuba or an underwater habitat. Back in 2001, I lived in an underwater habitat off the coast of Florida for 10 days. And, you know, just these little steps or big steps in technology give us introspectives, give us views into the biological world that we had no idea previously, whether it was the invention of a microscope or, in this case, the CT scanner, where, you know, you can see only a certain amount with your naked eye. But then when you get these tools where you can really look in there deeper and deeper, that much more is revealed to you, leads to other questions, leads to other research.
Science for the sake of science.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dr. Alex Turovsky is a biology professor at Mesa Community College. Dr. Turovsky, thanks so much for coming in to talk about this.
Thank you.